Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that you can download our podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And also, follow us throughout our social. We'd love to connect with you there. I'm always posting really good things that can start your day in a positive way. I do want to mention, of course, today on our show, we're going to talk with Gwen Speaks, and we're going to be talking about A Taste of Camarillo. That's happening July 30th, 12 to 4:30, and we'd love to get you there. So again, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, we gave away tickets last week to the 11th Annual Brew Fest. That's happening August 3rd. We've got more tickets that we can give away. So, of course, I'd love to give you our phone number, 805-419-0008. With that, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into visible. If you have a goal, you can see it, you can feel it, you can visualize it, it could be yours. And so, again, I am so glad that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to start with our first guest. Let's get our bodies in shape, and let's welcome Joan Pagano, same last name. We're not related. Maybe we are down the road. I don't know. But she is a recognized fitness expert, and she has been specializing in strength training for women since 1988. That's a long time. Training, teaching, writing books on the subject, including strength training, exercises, as a natural. That's what she does. Joan developed an expertise in coaching women on the best exercises to enhance their bone health. And I just thought, someone asked, we want to look good, but what about just feeling good? Joan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit. I mean, I was reading a couple of your articles because I still get them and I love them, and that's really what intrigued me is exercise, weight-bearing exercise for osteoporosis. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure, I'd love to. Weight-bearing is any exercise where you're on your feet, resisting the force of gravity. So it could be weight-bearing cardio, and it could be weight-bearing resistance training. Weight-bearing cardio would be things like walking, jogging, hiking, low-impact aerobic dance, all kinds of elliptical machines in the gym, the treadmill. That's a low impact where there is always 1 foot on the ground. That's low impact weight-bearing cardio. High impact, where you subject your skeleton to a little bit more of a jolt, would be where both feet are off the ground. That's where you're in a full run or you're jumping or doing high impact aerobic dance. That's the best kind of impact for your bones, weight-bearing. A little jolt to the skeleton. But the important thing is when you're doing either cardio or strength training exercises, resistance training, is that you are on your feet resisting the force of gravity.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Let me ask you, just doing like, you know, walking every day, is that making an impact on our bodies?
That's a great question. Walking is a very healthful activity, and it's something that most of us have easy access to do. Is it really helping? If you're a couch potato, the answer is yes. If you're not walking fast enough or long enough, though, it's not helping your bones. In order to stimulate your bones to grow stronger, you need to walk faster and to walk longer. In fact, you can walk longer by breaking it up into little segments throughout the day. You don't have to do it all at once, but you need to accumulate minutes the way you accumulate steps. So walking is a very helpful activity, but you have to make it effortful. In order to really benefit all the physiological systems of the body, you have to work. You have to work a little bit. So if you're just strolling, chatting and strolling and chatting and strolling, it's better than not being out there, hopefully in nature, which is also good for you.
But you're moving, but you got to do the work. I like that. Just that connection right there. Just because you're walking doesn't mean you're actually doing work.
Exactly.
It's like sitting at a desk, not staring. You're at the desk, but you're not getting anything done. Right.
That's great. Yeah, something like that.
So now what about the old-fashioned sit-ups? You know, if people are, you know, wanting to lose their stomach or, you know, their waistline, is that the best exercise?
That's another good question. So a crunch. Nowadays, we don't do a full sit-up anymore because we found that after a certain point of bringing your upper body up, your hip flexors kick in. So in order to isolate your abdominals, we do a crunch, which is where you raise your shoulders and your head about 30 degrees off the floor while you're engaging your abdominals by pulling your belly button back towards your spine. You're scooping out your abs. It's a terrific exercise. It's a classic crunch. However, it's not the best if you have any upper back issues. For instance, if you have any osteopenia, low bone density, not yet osteoporotic, or osteoporosis in the vertebrae of your spine, it's not advisable to curve forward because you're overloading those vertebrae. It's great to crunch out, I want to say, to reach out, crunch out. Reach out and do some different kinds of exercises, like a plank, for instance, which people seem to have a fear of. But you can do a plank where you keep your body in a straight line. So it's great for your alignment. You engage your core and you keep a straight line from your head to your heel. You can do it against the wall. You can do it against your kitchen counter, or you can do a plank on the floor. There are many variations, and there is certainly one that would work for you, and it's a better way to work the core muscles of your abdominals and your spine in an integrated fashion, as opposed to just doing endless crunches.
Okay. So when you're saying a plank, meaning you're saying even like stand up against a wall and be as flat, or are you saying lay down with your toes up, I guess you would say, and your elbows holding your body up? Is there all different kinds?
Yes, there are two different kinds. There's a forearm plank, which is what you're describing, where you bend your elbow directly under your shoulder, and then you raise your legs and you hover over the floor, holding your body up with your elbows and your toes. That's a forearm plank. You can also do and you can do that, by the way, leaning against the wall at about a 45-degree angle. So again, you want to get a little resistance on your upper body or on your core body by leaning. And if you were to do it against your kitchen counter, you would be leaning even at more of an angle, so you would be exerting more pressure, which is better.
Okay,
and then
so
if you're
like
on the
you
floor,
would be your feet are
floor
on
would
the floor.
Be the more.
Okay, so your feet are on the floor and you're going up against your kitchen cabinet or a counter. And you're kind of on an angle?
Yes, at about a 45-degree angle. And you're just supporting yourself there. And breathing. Straight line from your head to your heels. And using your muscles of the spine and the abdominals together. It's nearly a full body exercise. And let me say this. While you're there, why don't you do some kitchen counter push-ups, which also engage the muscles of the upper body, specifically the chest, the shoulders, and the back of the upper arm, which is a traditional trouble spot for women. So that's another great exercise to do against the kitchen counter on a diagonal. You can do both. You can hold a plank position to start, and then you can straighten your arms So your hands are a little bit wider than shoulder width apart and your arms are straight, and bend your elbows so that you lower your chest towards the kitchen counter and then push back. It's called a diagonal push-up. Two great
wow.
exercises you can do while you're waiting for your pasta water or your microwave
yeah,
or your coffee.
I love it.
Coffee.
Yeah. What a great idea. You could be cooking and making your body hot at the same time. I love it. I love it.
Talk
well,
about multitasking.
What?
Talk about multitasking.
There you go. I like multitasking. Not as much anymore. I'm getting better. Okay. I don't think that my brain can do that as much anymore. I used to be like,
right.
How did I get all of this done? You know, now I'm like, what was I focused on? Let me just get that. So
one thing
anyways,
at a time.
I,
one thing at a time.
Exactly. So anyways, for anybody that's just waking up, we are so grateful that you have chose our show here, The Brighter Side of Life, to be tuned in. And we're talking with Joan Pagano. And Joan, I want our listeners to know how they can find out more about your books and all your stuff, too. Where is that at?
Thank you for asking. You can find out. There's so much free information on my website, JoanPaganoFitness.com. You can see all these. If you sign up for my mailing list, you get 10 little videos, including the ones I was just talking about doing kitchen counter push-ups. There is a whole body of work on exercise for osteopenia and osteoporosis. You can see all about the books, which are also available on Amazon, Strength Training Exercises for Women. If you're just getting started, it's a great book. There's a lot of guidance, photographs, beautiful photographs, and step-by-steps and how to perform the movement from start to finish. Lots
oh, that's
of information,
great.
Lots of free information on my website, JoanPaganoFitness.com.
There you go. And Joan, you know, so you have a new book, don't you? I mean, I think I have some of your books that were your first ones. And so tell us, what is in your new book?
Sure. So there are 7 books altogether. The first mm-hmm. one, called Strength Training for Women, is kind of like a primer. It's just a very simple, straightforward book of exercises. So if you are really just getting started, that would be a good choice for you. But then down the line, the most recent one, which is a few years old now, is called Strength Training Exercises for Women. And it's a compilation of all of the exercises that were in all of the books. So it's like a Bible. It's an incredible book.
Wow.
I still refer to it all the time. I post about it. I post exercises from it. It's classic. It's timeless. And it's inventive as well. It gives you enough options for moving forward. If you are used to strength training, maybe you need some novelty or diversity, and it gives you those options as well.
I love that. Let me ask you a question I didn't ask you before, but can we give a couple of those away to our listeners?
Can you give
yeah.
a book away? Sure.
Yeah. Okay,
sure.
Perfect.
Be happy to do that.
That would be awesome. So again, for anybody who's tuned in right now and you want to start your year off really just getting your body in shape and doing it safely, I would love to give that book away. And call me right now, 419-0008. So my last question for you is, what are 5 weight-bearing strength training exercises that you can, I know we talked a little bit, but you can do right now and safely and not be able to, like, not walk, you know, and all that stuff.
Well, I love that question. The number one exercise for life is a squat. So whether you do it from a sitting position to a standing position, which is called a sit-to-stand squat that you might start with, or you do a stand-to-sit squat, it is the number one functional movement that we need in life, especially as we're getting older, in order to be able to get up from a seated position, up from the toilet, up from the bathtub. So a squat is the number one functional exercise for life. It is weight-bearing through the hip, which is such an important bone and muscle area for us, because as the muscle pulls on the bone gets stronger, and it makes the femur stronger so that we resist a fall and a fracture. Standing leg exercises, standing at a kitchen counter or holding onto a chair and doing side leg lifts or back leg lifts, also weight bearing. If you go down to the floor and you do a bird dog exercise where you're kneeling on your hands and knees, lifting an opposite arm and leg, that's another wonderful core exercise, weight bearing through the arms and the wrists, as is a push-up. Push-up is weight bearing through the arms and the wrists. So that's another area that is vulnerable to fracture, the wrist, the spine, the hip, the spine, and the wrist are the three areas that are most vulnerable. So you would get the hip strengthener with the squat. You would get the upper body strengthener through the push-ups with the weight bearing on the wrist. And in the kneeling position, the bird dog, opposite arm and leg lift, you get the spine, the hip, and the wrist. Multitasking.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, you just pretty much nailed every part of your body and made it sound so simple. So I am really excited. What a great chat for the new year. And again, I'd love to have you back on, and we'll have to check in. We'll kind of get everybody going so that, you know what, it's all about keeping your body limber and keeping your body healthy, correct?
And strong. Very important.
And strong
and stable.
That is. Yeah. You want to be able
to
get off the
back.
Toilet and
Thank
get out
for
of the bed.
So, right.
All right. Thank you so much, Joan. And please share our show with everyone. And I will look forward to getting, I would love a book too. So if you send it to me, and we'll get one of our listeners out there, get them started. So thank you again.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Kim. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Be well. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I've got Marilyn Anderson coming on, how to live like a millionaire when you're a million short. So stay with us. And you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up.
T&T Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177. 7-7.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest, Marilyn Anderson. And Marilyn is the best-selling author of How to Live Like a Millionaire When You Are a Million Short. And the book was featured in Forbes and USA Weekly and won an award as the best book on saving money and living well all year long. Let's welcome Marilyn. Thank you for being here, Marilyn.
Thank you for having me, Kim. It's great to be here.
You're welcome. And how much fun is that book, just the name on it? How did you come up with that?
Well, it's just the way I've been living for many, many years. And, the funny thing
who
is...
Who's your mentor? Like, who taught you? Who taught you how to do that?
Well, it was sort of coming up with it myself because, you know, I have a lot of friends who have regular jobs and regular paychecks every 2 weeks. And as a writer, you know, sometimes you might make a chunk of money, but then you could go for weeks or months or even years without, you know, making any money because it's a freelance kind of thing. So all my friends used to be surprised that I would still be able to go to theater and go out to eat and travel. And they used to say, how does Marilyn live? In fact, the three questions of the universe were, what is the meaning of life? Is there a God? And how does Marilyn live?
I love that.
So I decided to put it all down in a book and share my secrets of how to live, you know, a really exciting life and do great things, even if you don't have a lot of money in the bank or coming in.
I love it. So, Marilyn, what is the hugest thing that you've done when you didn't have any money?
Well, I think one of the biggest things and one of my favorite travel trips is how to spend 6 nights at a 4-star resort in Spain for free.
Okay, that's pretty big. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well,
how do I sign up for that?
Well, you're right. You can sign up for it. And it's a place called Vaughan Town, and it's just outside Madrid. And they have 4 different wonderful resorts. And every single week, they host 15 native English-speaking people and 15 Spanish business people. And the English-speaking people can be from the U.S. or from London, you know, from England, from South Africa, any place where they speak English as a native language. And the English-speaking people don't pay for it because the Spanish people want to practice their conversational English. So they give you breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything is free, your accommodations are free, and you have a wonderful culture-filled week. And it's absolutely free. Now, you do have to get to Spain, but I recommend either that you do it with points or you can tack it on if you're going to Europe to the front or back of another trip. But it's so exciting. I have friends who've done it for three or four times. And one girlfriend did it for 2 weeks because she spent 1 week at one resort, and then she went to the next for the next week to the second resort. So it's a wonderful thing, and it's totally free. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. So how can our listeners find money they didn't even know they have?
Now, this is an assignment that I want to give to everybody who's listening, because I would say 9 out of 10 people are going to find money that is owed to them that they don't even know about. I'll tell you, I had a friend, and I told him to go to this website because I saw his name on it, and he didn't believe me, and I had to force him literally to do it, and I had to force him to sign up, and he signed up. And then he got a letter from Texas, because he had lived in Texas years and years ago, and it said, we're sending you a check. He didn't believe me. He got a check for $12,000.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Okay.
And what,
so
it
what
is
the website?
It's the website. It's called missingmoney.com, and it has what's called unclaimed property. Now, actually, most states are on it, but California, I don't think, is on it yet. So for California to find out where your money is that you didn't know you have, you would go to the State of California website and put in the words unclaimed property, and then a page will come up, and you put in the name and the city in which you live. And it's amazing. The first time I did it, I had like $450 that I didn't know. Then about a month later, I looked and it said, oh, you have money again. I was so excited. I had 22 cents. But the thing is, you should do it not just if you live in California now, but these days, so many people move from state to state over the course of their lives. So do it for every state in which you live. And that's why missingmoney.com is good, because if you've moved here from another state. Yeah. And also do it for your parents. Do it for your grandparents, because even if you have people who are no longer with us, you can claim money if they have money, and they probably do.
I love that. Okay. So how can people go into their closet? This is probably like, I probably have so much cash in my closet, and actually come out with cash.
Yeah. Well, this is so important. Like at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody said, oh, I'm going to have time to reorganize my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, don't just reorganize, empty them.
I had
jewelry from when I was 12 years old that people had given me. And it was just sitting in my jewelry box. Well, what I did is I took it to a place called TheRealReal.com. And I ended up getting thousands of dollars from jewelry that I hadn't worn. Well, some people say, well, I have jewelry, but it's sentimental. Take a picture of it and get money.
I love it.
Or buy something that you'll wear now.
I love it. And it's called RealReal.com?
TheRealReal.com is for jewelry and for designer labels. But there's other places that you can go if you have just regular costume jewelry or regular clothes. And that's Poshmark, Tradesy, ThredUp. You can go on marketplaces and on Facebook. So there's so many places these days that you can get money for clothes that you're not wearing.
I love it. Great advice here. So how can people get furniture and clothes or household items for free? Talk to us about that.
Yes, for free. And you can get some fabulous things. My favorite place to get free things, absolutely free, is a group called Buy Nothing. And they're on Facebook, or they may be online as well, but I do it on Facebook. And people give away the most amazing things.
Oh, my God.
And you don't have, there's no trade. I mean, I got a chair that's literally worth about $1,000. Somebody was giving it away. They give away furniture. They give away clothes. They give away all kinds of things, and it's totally free. And with Buy Nothing, it's all people in your own neighborhood, so you don't have to go far. And
that's
I've given things.
Incredible.
And I've gotten things. And then you can also go to places like Nextdoor.
Right.
Nextdoor. And, Craigslist, but offer up, but Buy Nothing to me is just the greatest group in the world.
I'm so excited to go on there. I love that. And I know we talked about the favorite travel tips, but is there any others that you would be able to share?
Well, you know, for people who like to travel a lot, there's so many different groups that you can join. There's Matt's Travel, there's Sherman's Travel, there's a place called Just Get Out of Town. And you sign up for the emails. Travel Zoo is another one. And they have emails that give you super discounts to all kinds of places. So if you like to travel a lot, I would sign up for those. And like I said, if you want a once-in-a-lifetime trip, I would go to Vaughantown.
That is crazy. I love that. Okay, so I actually have always been a hair therapist, okay, but you talk about people can actually go get their hair and nails done and save money. Talk to us about that.
Well, my favorite hair tip, I've got a little frog in my throat here. My favorite hair tip is become a hair model. And the good thing about being a hair model is when you think about being a model, you say, oh, well, I'm not young, I'm not thin, I'm not gorgeous. Well, you only need one thing to be a hair model, hair.
Not hair.
And I love doing it. There's a site called salonapprentice.com that has all kinds of, and they will send you emails a couple times a week and show you salons. And they're usually fancy salons in your neighborhood where they need hair models. And usually if to get a haircut, it's free, but to get color, it might cost like the cost of the color, which is $25 to $40. But, right. You know, I have very long, thick hair. It cost me $150 every time I went to the salon. And over the course of a year, that's thousands of dollars. So being a hair model, the other way you can find out about being a hair model is go to Craigslist and under beauty, go to services and go to beauty. And then when you get to beauty, in the search bar, put hair model. And a bunch of places will come up in your neighborhood. And just sign up
this
to be a hair model.
It's so much fun. I love this. I love it. How about prescriptions, medical, dental procedures, any of those?
Well, first of all, you know, Mark Cuban has a new prescription program.
Yeah.
And it's cost plus drugs. And
It's
so good. I mean, sometimes it's cheaper than even if you have insurance. So I would definitely check out that. And he charges just the cost of the drug plus 15% plus whatever the pharmacy charges, which might be $3. Mm-hmm. So if you want to avoid high prices, you can go there. There's also goodrx.com,
which they
will send you a card for free. And I've gotten things, as I said, for less than it would have cost me on my insurance. Now, here's something that's amazing. I had to go to the dentist, and he was telling me for years, Kim, that I needed periodontal work. And so I went to a periodontist, and he wanted to do gum graft, gum flap surgery, which costs $5,000, plus grafting, which is another $5,000. And he said, oh, you really need this. When do you want to make an appointment? I said, I'll let you know, right? So
right.
I came home, and I looked at, you know, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, and I said, what would the author of this book do? So I looked for alternatives to gum flap surgery, and I found this thing called LANAP, L-A-N-A-P, which is laser-assisted surgery, where there's no cutting, and there's no grafting, and it's still like $5,000. But then I found the place Millennium Dental in Cerritos, and they train not students, but they train dentists and periodontists from all over the country who want to switch to this. So they may have been in practice like for 10 or 20 years. Well, I got $10,000 worth of gum surgery for free. Didn't cost me a nickel.
Wow. So from, I mean, basically training, students training, right?
Yeah, but they're not training students in this case. They were training dentists and periodontists who have been in practice, you know, because I didn't want to go to students. But actually, one of the people who worked on me had been my girlfriend's dentist for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
But
amazing.
It was so, and the best thing about it is there was no cutting. There was no pain. There was no recovery time. And not only that, for the next year, they gave me all my cleanings for free.
That is incredible. Oh, my God.
And I got my girlfriend. I got my girlfriend in, too, so she got $10,000 worth of it for free, too. So, in fact, when I was on Craigslist, I saw where doctors were doing, if you wanted liposuction can cost like $11,000 or $20,000. And there was a medical center that if you signed up, you would get it for $250 because they were real doctors. So, as I said, you want to definitely vet them. But there are a lot of ways to find either alternatives to what costs a lot of money. Same thing, like a nose job, you would pay like $20,000 now, plus a lot of paying for a regular nose job. But you can get a 15-minute nose job for just $1,000 or $1,500. And you walk in and they give you injections and you come out and your nose looks better and you haven't gone through the pain of either the surgery or the money.
That's incredible. Talk to us about that. How do you do that?
Well, as I said, there's a non-surgical procedure or what's called the 15-minute nose job. And a lot of doctors are doing it now, and it's done with injections. Like, it can't be for all noses, but for a lot of noses, like if you have a bump and you want to get rid of the bump, they just do injections, and it smooths it out. And I actually got it, and my girlfriend said she's had 3 regular nose jobs, and she thought my 15-minute nose job looked better than any of her regular nose jobs.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, incredible. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I have to have you back because there's, like, so many more things. But how can people learn new things while at home for free?
Well, this is something that I learned during the pandemic because, you know, we were all stuck at home. And then I learned that you can actually go to Harvard or Yale for free.
Right.
And
I actually get those emails, too. So,
Yeah, and what it is there's these places called Coursera.org or classcentral.com and edx.com, and they actually have like thousands of classes that you can take for free. And their classes, whether it be in religion or philosophy or in computers or in languages, all kinds of things. If you want to get a new career or change your career, or you just want to do something for fun. I have a friend who took a class in happiness at Yale. Now, if you want to get a certification, like if it's for something IT related, you can pay a nominal charge. But otherwise, their classes are totally free. And they have thousands of them from universities and colleges all over the country.
I love it. Okay, this has been so much fun, Marilyn, and you definitely, your book, Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, love the name of it. How do my listeners find you, and how do they find your book?
Well, the book is on Amazon. That's the best place to get it. You go to Amazon and look for How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short, or you can just go to howtolivelikeamillionaire.us or howtolivelikeamillionaire.com. Will also take you to my Facebook page where I give a lot of tips and where you can reach out to me directly.
I love it. Marilyn, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And thank you for sharing all your secrets with all of us. Really, really good stuff there. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature 3-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is Gwen Speaks, and we're going to be talking about the next big event. That is a Taste of Camarillo that's happening July 30th. And we want to invite all of you, and that, of course, is by Metal Lark. Gwen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Really excited for this year's event. It's really important to our organization.
Yeah, tell us a little bit, first of all, about Metal Lark, and then let's talk about a taste of Camarillo that's been around forever.
Metal Lark Service League has been around for over 50 years, and
wow,
it has been holding any number from one to three events and contributing to local charities. That's our specialty. We have to make sure that the money is spent within Ventura County, and we're very careful about vetting the charities that we give to. And this year, it was amazing. This year in June, we gave $315,000 to 31 charities in the area. Mainly,
that's incredible. That's beautiful.
A lot for the kids, for the elderly, for the veterans. We cover all aspects of the community from big to small contributions. So it's really an important part of what we need in our community.
Yeah, Gwen, how long have you been a part of Metal Arts?
25 years.
Wow. And what was your, you know, passion to get into it? Was it to really community work, to give back? Talk to us a little bit about that.
I was always a professional, you know, business, long hours, big jobs, and I could never really do that much within the community. I would do like one event a year. And so when I retired, I made a commitment that I was going to give back. And I was new to Camarillo and was looking desperately for, you know, something that I felt would really make a difference in our community. And luckily, I ran into some lovely ladies, and they introduced me to Metal Arts, and I've stayed with them.
That's incredible. Wow, what a dedication. So talk to us about, of course, July 30th. It starts at noon, right? And right here in Camarillo. Talk to us about that day and what we're going to have and how fun it is. And if our listeners haven't already got their tickets, where they can get their tickets.
The wonderful thing about it is the venue, the Camarillo Ranch, right on the grounds under 100-year-old trees. It's not crowded. You're walking around beautifully set up wineries, breweries, restaurants, caterers, and then we have vendors selling, you know, fun accessories and things like that. And then live band, and we have Crystal Lynn's going to be teaching dancing again. And we just have a wonderful time. We've got decades of legends of rock and roll this year. Going to play a lot of 80, 90 rock and roll for us. And then there's a little adjunct that's going to be playing some country. So it's going to be just a wonderful, fun event to sip and taste and dance your feet off.
There you go. And, of course, to eat, right, you always have your chili cook-off, right? Is that something you're doing again this year?
No. Actually, we're not the chili cook-off. We do a tournament luncheon with pickleball and tennis in the spring.
Oh, so you got pickleball. Okay.
And then coming up this fall on November 18th, we're going to have the wine auction gala, which is a fabulous event with a live and a silent auction and a wonderful dinner. And, you know, it's just a super fun event for those that enjoy an evening out.
How
so that'll be
that?
At Las Bocas next year. Las Bocas Country Club.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about the taste of Camarillo. What are we going to be tasting there?
Well, right now, we have a really hot shot list of vendors coming. And what I like is we have a lot of boutique wineries. So we don't just get the ones that you see at the Vons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a big difference. We actually get some great little wineries, and I'm looking through my list right now. And there's one called Cordon, C-O-R-D-O-N, from Santa Barbara. We've got Boltu Wines, Artiste, which is another small, wonderful little winery that does some great stuff. We got AJA Vineyards. We've got Penman Springs. So, and what's nice, we have a lot of the traditional ones that you're used to seeing, but we also have these great little places to try. And then we've got a lot of craft breweries, like Rincon Brewery is coming. And, but a lot of them are just, I don't know what, you know, it's just fun. So Tarantula Hill, the one that's in Thousand Oaks, will be there.
Yeah,
and Topa Topa, which is right next to Frida's Pizza, which is going to be there. So we have some great restaurants. We've got great wine. It's just a lot of them. We have Smoke and Steve's. He does this beautiful pit barbecue in the back of the area, and he brings his cooker. And, oh, it's just fabulous fun. And well, what we do is we control. Our tickets are limited.
Okay.
So that we only allow us to sell enough tickets based on how many restaurants, wineries, and breweries that we get. If we don't get enough, then we limit our tickets. So it makes a big difference.
Now, also, you have a lot of different local restaurants that are amazing, correct? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I've got Adolfo Grill coming. I've got Water's Edge. I've got where's another one? Manhattan, that was really good. Tierra Store is coming. We have Raising Cane's, Chicken Fingers, Fun Stuff, Presto Pasta, Olive Garden, Octavio's, The Old Town Cafe. So, I mean, we've got some, and Ojai Ice Cream and Fudge. He's bringing back his fudge.
There you go.
So
and everybody gets a little taste and a walk around. It's just a great atmosphere, correct?
Right, and, you know, we've got the Proud Mary Saloon now. So Ventura Spirits is going to be bringing out, you know, tasty little spirits, as well as, like last year, we had Four Roses, we had Tito's. We have a good selection of spirits coming as well. So
it's
really expanded over time to just a fun day. And now with our, of course, I have to mention our sponsors, our Advanced Motion Control, our biggest sponsor for many years, as well as the Miller Family Trust have been with us and just support us this year with Dignity Health. And then Cumulus Radio provides us radio time. And so they're one of our big sponsors. But we started this tradition of a cabana, that you could rent this cabana. It's a ticket. You get two bottles of wine, and it's yours reserved privately all day for the event. And it's in the event. You're not off somewhere off on the side. You're, like, right in the middle of the event, and you get this cabana. And we started it, and this year we have 13 cabanas.
That's beautiful.
So,
and so everybody
people are really getting excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll have your family or your friends right under your cabana, go get some food, come back, right, and relax.
And there's a nice seat with shave, you know. So it's really become popular. But then we have a nice covered area where we have lots of tables and chairs available for sitting in general, you know, just for fun near the pub. But, you know, because we've got a great pub. Institution Ale, you know, is going to be there. I mean, it's just, we have a lot coming, and it's going to be a really fun time. So,
well, I am
we're
really excited. Yeah, I'm excited to share this with our listeners. And, of course, how do we get tickets to this? And if you could give out that website. And these will also be in my newsletter for our listeners that are just tuning in.
Oh, great. It's simple. It's www.tasteofcamarillo.com, no spaces, tasteofcamarillo.com. And you just go online. You can get your tickets, pay online. It's a $135 flat fee. No additional fees are added on. We just included it so it'd be one simple amount. You don't have, and that's it. Just go in and you can take care of it. There's sponsorship available online as well. You could get a cabana or become a sponsor and just help us out some more, because that's where we really make money. If you want to look at it from that way, we're making money for charities. That's all we do. But that's the best way, because that's the highest margin, so to speak, that we can do by sponsorship. So, but get tickets and come, that helps too.
There you go. I love it. Gwen Speak, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show and truly the brighter side. If you haven't already got your ticket, definitely. It's the Taste of Camarillo, July 30th, and it starts at noon, and the last call is 4 p.m., so definitely get there, get some dancing in, get some taste in, and have a great day. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priorities should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. I hope that everybody had a really good 4th last week. We are back on track, and of course, we are in the middle of summer, but I hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. I always end my shows with a moment of happiness. You can have it all, just not all at one time. We need to start somewhere. And of course, decisions determine destiny. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.